thought they came at us early in the first half, and Lewis made a fantastic reaction save and one from one of numerous free kicks that I was getting more and more frustrated about as the game went on, that we seemed to be given against us a lot, but we didn't seem to receive a lot. And anybody who was here will see that it was very much a contrast in styles between the sides. One wants to spread out, get it down and pass it, and one wants to get it into the opponent's, you know, last third and make a scrap and a fight for a ball. So I was a little disappointed with that side of things, but I've got to say it, I said it to my lads, as you just reiterated there, 180 minutes... For the last 20 minutes, I think they've had 7 or 8 defensive players on the pitch. So had we nicked the equaliser, I think it would have been an interesting 30 minutes extra. But, you know, we can't grumble too much. We've really put a good 2 solid performances on. And we look at the goal and pick that apart eventually. But, you know, I've been pleased with everybody.
The goal itself was a bit of a sucker punch, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I mean, I think the set-up with that, they picked a couple of more lively lads than they did at our place. But I do think it was a little bit of our own doing, a little bit of naivety in chasing the ball rather than going in straight lines back towards our own goal. But, you know, these things are what win and lose games at the end of the day. We can go on about the amount of possession we had, the amount of good possession in the forward third of the pitch, the good delivery we had in there, all of that. We just didn't manage to put the ball on the goal, and you've got to give Dover credit for that. They're built on that. They're built on strong pillars, if you like, of, you know, big boys, and it's their job to get their body and their head in front and in the way of the ball, and they've done that to a man and managed to keep us out. But I'm sure Chris will breathe a big sigh of relief, because I think we've given them a good couple of games.
And finally, I mean, it is a blow to the spirits, I guess. How quickly will they recover from that?
Well, they'll have to do it quickly. We go again training on Thursday morning, and then we got Bromley visiting us on Saturday afternoon. So, you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself in this game. You've got to get dust yourself down. When you win, you can't celebrate too highly. I'm sure it'll be the same in the other dressing room. You've got to pull yourself. You've got a lot of long faces in there at the minute. And that just shows, you know, how much it meant to the boys. I think the performance for any one of our fans who came along the coast to watch us will go home, hopefully, as I'm going to do, proud of the lads' efforts. Slightly disappointed we haven't gone even into extra time. But, you know, I can't complain over the 2 games about how my team have tried to play the game, and I'm happy for the way we've done that.